Toro.com.
All financing on approved credit. Dealer must verify.
Toro Toro is downtown Miami's hottest steakhouse, located inside the Intercontinental Miami along Biscayne Bay. All their steaks are prime cut, including the tableside tomahawk carving melted with bone marrow butter. And it's never too early to start thinking about Thanksgiving. Perfect location to enjoy with family and friends, and a festive holiday menu featuring oven-roasted turkey breast with creamy guava mole and their house-made caramel apple cheesecake. Learn more at torotoromiami.com or make a reservation on OpenTable.
Joe Rose here. If you're a Florida business owner looking to sell your business, then you need to call my main man, Anthony Caliendo, at the Business Broker Experts, the number one business broker in the state of Florida.
Joe, I've been servicing the South Florida community for over 25 years and helping business owners across the state and nationwide sell their businesses fast and for the most cash.
And the main man doesn't just list businesses, he packages businesses to sell.
That's right, Joe. I'm a master at maximizing the value of your business and matching sellers and qualified buyers for a strong transition. Simply put, there's nobody better in the business than me. I'm the best at what I do. So if you're tired of all the stress, tired of all the headaches, or just tired of being tired, then call the main man today and allow me to flip your biz and cash out big.
Don't know how much your business is worth? Call the main man today and get a free valuation worth $2,500. Just mention me, Joe Rose. Call the main man now at 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246, or visit him at themainman.com.
South Florida sports bettors, tune in every Saturday at 7 a.m. for the TakingVegas.com radio show. Get all the information you need to win this weekend. That's every Saturday at 7 a.m. on AM 560 Sports WQAM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you downloaded the free Odyssey app and made WQAM your favorite station? Do it. Listen to us live or on demand and use the rewind feature to go back and listen to any part of any shows you might have missed.
I said he's so sweet. I wanna the rapper. So I let it.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin, Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
Got my stuff in.
Your stuff?
My prize picks.
All right, we'll get to some of that coming on up as well. We'll find out what Leroy's got, what action he's got. But first, the mix bag.
The mix bag. I've been waiting for this, Marco. You better not disappoint, you bum.
All righty then. I mentioned it. You know what? Tobin, lower the music, please. But you have control of the...
lower the music,
please. All right. Here.
This is serious, guys. This is serious. I would consider a lot of the radio people I know as wordsmiths, for sure. But what I heard from Aaron Rodgers is almost an attack on the English language.
Wow.
Almost an attack... on journalism. It feels like a crime against our nation. I'm going to let you hear this Aaron Rodgers cut. You tell me if anything is out of the ordinary for any reason.
I mean, every year presents its own challenges, and thankfully we're not to the denouement of this season. You know, there's still a lot of time left. I think it's important that we all just stay as sanguine as possible. You know, it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs. We've had a lot of adversity already this season. We just got to stick together and get one and then start to build off of that.
We are not at the denouement of the season yet. And everyone needs to remain sanguine. Let's get the proper spelling of these words.
I know sanguine is S-E-N-G-U-I-N, right?
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E is sanguine. And he is referring to optimistic or positive. Everyone must remain optimistic or positive.
That is annoying.
Denouement. D-E-N-O-U-E-M-E-N-T. The final part of a play or a movie in which the strands of the plot are drawn together and matters are explained or resolved.
Well, that is annoying.
It's a big word.
Now, it's a big word for me, dog.
One may wonder, very simply, why the hell didn't he just say that? We're not at the end of the season. Everyone needs to remain optimistic. No, instead, he chose this route.
I mean, every year presents its own challenges, and thankfully, we're not to the denouement of this season. You know, there's still a lot of time left. I think it's important that we all just stay as sanguine as possible. You know, it's a long season. There's a lot of ups and downs.
Shut up, dude! What are you serious? Do you think this is a joke? He did this on purpose.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. He may not be at the denouement of the season, but we may be watching the denouement of Aaron Rodgers. Might be au revoir.
No way he does that for any other reason than to piss people off or to get attention.
Yep. Definitely.
You don't just say those words. Those words have never been said in the same paragraph, let alone the same sentence.
You know, I like a guy like Tua. You know, Tua was asked about what he learned from this whole situation.
Yeah.
He doesn't try and sugarcoat it with French words. He just goes, don't get concussions. I was like, genius.
Pretty good.
He's right.
Denouement.
He's being pretentious.
What?
Does he not want anybody to like him? Because he is going out of his way to be that dude, right?
Yep. Certainly is.
Listen, I already said what I had to say about it. Because I told you what 40 and the Achilles looks like. So he can use all the big words he wants. His body using very little words. Ow, and too old.
Run for his life. Who they got this weekend? Patriots, right?
Yes, they do have the soft Patriots.
It's interesting. It is interesting. And you got Bill Belichick kind of throwing dirt at Gerard Mayo a little bit. Him and his cronies on a podcast? I mean, he's everywhere now, Bill Belichick.
He threw dirt at him. Why?
Because he was like, well, they weren't off last year when we were fourth in the league and stopping the run.
They also don't have a lot of the same guys.
Hey, take it up with your former coach, dude.
I'm just saying, like,
he's team petty.
Why do we do that? I'm team petty too. Right? But not like that.
Well, you know, that response is just a quintessential perfunctory by Bill Belichick, I think.
And now, shut up, Marco. Can I just, let me just say this.
Clip that though.
Pretty good.
Could it be, could it be that Bill Belichick is being a little petty because rumor has it, or Robert Kraft said, I didn't hear the words exactly, I heard he said that he wanted Mayo 5 years ago.
He picked him at least to be the succeeding coach five years ago. Yes.
So, could that be one of the reasons why they kind of ushered Bill Belichick out
I don't know. I mean, possible. It's possible. It definitely, you can't rule it out. It definitely got frosty with Tom Brady leaving, because if you go 5 years ago, that's pretty much when Tom Brady left, right? Like, that's right before he left.
Right.
So.
So maybe Bill is putting all this together and go, oh,
yep,
this on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's a little
cantankerous. You know. You think that's why he's a little cantankerous, maybe?
Listen, they're both going through
Hold on.
What? What's that?
No. We're not.
No, what?
Stop
being Aaron Rodgers.
Typically, he's more perspicacious.
Good. There you go. Now you're back. Typically. You're back, you bum. You tried to use a big word you can't even say.
Typically, use the Tyler. Hit yourself with the Tyler Hero, you bum.
Usually.
And a minus one.
More perspicacious.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Perspicacious.
Give up, Marcos.
Give up. Usually, I've heard him be more perspicacious.
What else you got, Aaron Froggers?
Let's go to a quarterback who talks normal. Lamar Jackson.
Oh.
He was asked, do you think Derrick Henry can get the rushing title this year? Is what the Ravens quarterback had to say.
Single season rushing record. What do you think so far? I mean, seven games in, what do you think his chances are?
It's there. Like, I feel like he is. He has a great chance of achieving that. I think he can do it. I believe he can do it.
Wow. Be kind of cool.
So he's at 863.
Jesus, already?
Somewhere along that. And we're not even halfway in.
He's at 873.
Keep in mind.
In seven games, right? Seven games?
Yeah. Keep in mind, he does get an extra game.
Does he?
Yep. Yeah.
Makes it.
That happened with OJ, too. That happened with OJ, too.
Makes it even more incredible with OJ Simpson. He did it in 14 games.
Yeah.
He ran for 2,014 games.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And then Eric Dickerson broke the record in 16 games. And that's the record that currently stands, if I'm not mistaken.
It is.
2,105 yards.
2,105. AP was just shy of 2,100. 2,097. Jamal Lewis, 2,066 in 2003. Barry Sanders, 2,053. Derrick Henry did 2,027 in 2020. OJ Simpson.
So wait, who's the Tennessee running back? Didn't he get 2,000 from Eastern Carolina?
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson. Did he get 2,000?
He did. Seventh all time now, 2006.
Okay.
Terrell Davis did 2008.
Oh.
And OJ Simpson 2003. So there have been eight to eclipse that mark.
Mm. Yep. I remember when I got into the league, Eric Dickerson was at the end of his career, and he was about as smooth as you could possibly be while making people miss, like Barry Sanders. It was amazing.
Yeah. Last year we were doing 2,000 counts for Cheetah. Oh. I just want 1,000.
I'll take a 100-yard game.
Eesh.
Wow.
There
you go. Something.
What else you got, Froggy?
I think it's important that you guys remain equanimity. I don't even think I'm using these right. I'm just trying to get them off. We talked briefly about how the Sixers are already showing their true colors. Charles Barkley had something to say on Joel Embiid's load management, as he's been quoted as refusing to play back-to-backs anymore. This is what the round mound of rebound had to say.
Man, I don't have any idea what the Sixers are doing. You know, I don't think it's fair. Now, listen, I want to get this number right, because this is crazy. And bless the kid, number one. He just signed for 3 years, $193 million. 3 years, $193 million to play basketball. We're not steel workers. We're not nurses. Like, people who got like real jobs who have to work 40, 50 hours a week, we're playing basketball at the most 4 days a week. Most of the time, 3 days a week. He has the best backup in the league.
That's it?
I guess we'll never know what else about his backup.
He has the best backup in the league? Andre Drummond?
I don't think that's true at all. Is
Andre Drummond looks awkward on a basketball court.
It's been a while since Andre Drummond was like Andre Drummond.
I realize
he'll get you some rebounds, though. He'll get you some rebounds.
Yeah, it's pretty much it, though.
I just, like, I hate when great players do what Joel Embiid is doing. Because Chuck has a point. It ain't like we asking you to put your body through, you know, this extensive, you know, grueling task. Right. You are the biggest person on the damn court.
Well, I think the other thing, too, that annoys a lot of the older guys, like, you know, the flying is all this. And it's like, you know, I know, I guess there's more plays. Like, if you wanted to break it down, like, there's more running in basketball because there's more shots and whatnot. But is basketball, like, I think you could make the argument, I guess, that football is, you got bigger guys, stronger guys, but guys aren't necessarily playing less games. There's no football management.
Right.
Like, why is basketball taking such a drastic shift of, all right, guys, can we get 65 out of you? Will that be the minimum? You know
why? Guaranteed money, and you want your guy ready for the playoffs. But here's the other thing. Load management doesn't guarantee that.
Uh-huh.
And that's what where we're starting to get. Now, the guaranteed money portion of it, if you're an owner, you want your players at the biggest moments of the season.
Right.
So they're trying to get there. But the way basketball works is you're one play, no matter when that is, from stepping on an ankle and getting a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, there was like one, like, I'm trying to think about like the times it's definitely worked. Like Kawhi, it worked with Toronto. They did it with D Wade. It was one of the things LeBron was kind of annoyed with Dwayne's last year, is that he, you know, they really manages his injury and they were really careful about it. And so, you know, you had like Ray starting a lot of games and whatnot that last year, but man, Dwayne never missed playoff games.
Here's the other reason why you
can't. That was a team, and you got to mind you, that was a team that went to the finals three straight years.
Right.
And so you're playing a lot of basketball. I just think, like, what are we gambling for something that, like, you might not end up getting paid off on?
Right. The other thing is that when you think about football, it's not five guys in positionless football. You're already limited on how many positions you can have, you know, how many people you can have at each position. So if a guy says, I'm load managing, and you put all that onto somebody else, your teammates are going to get pretty pissed off. Because now they got to carry the load. And keep in mind, in football, there's practice during the week. You also doing scout team, you're practicing. So if you take and say if Robert were to do like load management, I'm out this week. That means now I got to pick up all of his practice plays, his scout plays, then the game plays and stuff like that. So you can't, there's no way of managing that. You got to just play. So yeah, it doesn't really work. I mean, it kind of works in baseball. They do it, but only when a guy's slumping. They give him a day off. They don't go, things are going great. We don't want to burn you out. We're going to sit you out. You're batting 400. No, they want to keep it going. So basketball is the only sport where they say we're going to load manage. And if that's the case, and if the NBA sees that's a problem, why are we doing back-to-backs?
Weird. And they've really limited the back-to-backs.
Right. But I don't think so. I think basketball is really the only sport. When you think about football and hockey, everybody's trying to prove how tough they are. They don't do that in basketball. They really don't. You don't hear of a guy, oh, he's played five games with this issue.
Yeah, there's two things in sports that felt like the genie's just never going to get put back in the bottle. And it feels like NBA playing and pitching. Like, those are the ones where, like, we're never right. Going back.
Which is crazy, because a lot of the people would say that how are you going to be able to pitch this amount, this substantial amount of time in these amount of pitches if you never pitched those amount of pitches or for that substantial amount of time?
Well, I'll tell you where else you don't want to pitch count. In the bedroom, dude. You want to be able to go the entire complete game. No calls to the bullpen. That's why you want to try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. It's online, right? So no doctor's visits. You don't got to go to the pharmacy. Get shipped right to your door in a discreet package. So whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or single, you're trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. And I got a great deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, you're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SHOWPONY. BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com.
SHOWPONY.